Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick demo of Tarot Assistant. This is kind of a cool program made by Jeremy Kaldobski, the same guy that makes Castaways and games like that. So basically, you can run this and you can... I guess you can deal with tarot decks. It's also a crystal ball program, and you can add your own crystal balls and decks and things like that. The README file explains how to do all that. Let me go ahead and take a quick look here. Now, I don't know too much about tarot, but it's kind of interesting to play with.
Tarot items view list. Tarot assistant.txt. Pit rate 60.
So,
welcome to Tarot Assistant version 0.6 by Apron. Main menu.
Here we are in the menu, and just like all of his games, the controls are pretty much the same. So if you've played Castaways or Paw Prince or Swamp, the controls should be pretty much the same, at least in terms of using menus.
About this program.
So if I go down arrow.
Select a deck. Rider-Waite Tarot deck. Press Enter or Shift Enter to change.
This comes with a few different decks. I believe there are 5.
Begin.
You can begin.
Deck Viewer.
You can browse cards in your deck.
Exit the game.
And then you can quit.
About this program.
Let's go ahead and read through here. I'm going to actually turn on audio ducking to duck the sounds down.
Ducks always duck. Select a deck about this program.
And we'll just read through here.
Whether you are someone who takes tarot cards seriously, or someone who just wants to have some fun with them, my goal was to provide an accessible system to handle the cards and spreads.
And yes, that is pretty cool because we really don't have a program like that.
A spread is an outline that gives you specific spots to place cards and tells you how to interpret them. For example, the 3-card spread is popular and simple. It is only 3 spots, one for the past, present, and future. The 3 cards you place should be interpreted so they fit into those 3 ideas. If you choose to use a spread, use Control along with 1, Q, A, or Z, the start of rows. The spread you select will spread out, pun not intended, along that row of keys. If, for example, I place the 3-card spread on letter Z, then Z would be marked as the past, X would be present, and C would be future. Whether you use spreads or not, you may select any valid key on the keyboard and place a card on it. It's as simple as pressing Enter. After pressing a key to select a spot, you can narrow down through the information for any spread that is using this spot, and of course all of the information about any card put here.
So I'm just going down with the down arrow key, and it's going to read everything to me.
While in a session, after selecting Begin, you may shuffle the unused cards at any time. Shift plus space does a quick automatic shuffle. Holding space and moving the mouse / trackpad does a more personalized shuffle based on all of the tiny exact movements you make. The sounds make it a nice fidget toy too. If the current one who seeks you are doing a reading for has no faith in any sort of tarot card stuff, they can still benefit from the activity. Our brains fall into patterns, which can keep us trapped in the same ways of thinking, the same attitudes, and the same outcomes in life. We tend to filter out randomness and ignore it. At the very least, a reading works to put random cards together into a plausible story. In a sense, injecting some randomness into the mix for someone willing to think on it. Embrace some randomness from time to time. It's good for your brain.
And that's it. If I go down arrow, it doesn't do anything. So I can hit escape.
Main menu.
To go back into the menu.
About this program. Select a deck. Rider-Waite Tarot deck. Press Enter or Shift Enter to change.
So if you toggle between these, there is a description for each deck.
The Wild Unknown. The Wild Unknown Tarot deck is a modern and visually striking tarot deck created by artist Cam Kranz. Known for its minimalist and nature-inspired illustrations, the Wild Unknown Tarot has gained popularity for its unique interpretation of traditional tarot symbolism. Each card incorporates elements from the natural world, such as animals, trees, and landscapes, to convey the traditional meanings associated with tarot cards. Unlike many traditional tarot decks, the Wild Unknown Tarot doesn't include human figures on the cards. Instead, it relies on animal and nature symbolism to convey the archetypal meanings.
And, actually, let me pause the recording real quick.
Tarot. Audacity.
Okay, I just pause the recording to mute my phone and turn off Discord. That way I don't get random things popping up.
Terra, the wild unknown, the wild unknown, the wild unknown.
And there's back to the window. So let's just go through a couple more of these. So if I press enter.
Cardomancy, played using an ordinary deck of playing cards and originating from a diverse range of traditions and artistic interpretations, the Cardomancy deck is crafted to offer insights into the past, present, and future. Within each suit, there are 13 cards, each embodying a particular theme or concept. The numbered cards, 1 to 10, express various aspects of ambition, tact, creativity, foundation, freedom, family, spiritual matters, money, generosity, completion, adventurous spirit, motherly slash nurturing qualities, and fatherly slash guiding attributes. Additionally, the deck includes the Jack, Queen, and King cards, each representing an adventurous spirit, a nurturing nature, and a guiding presence, respectively. Crowley Harris Tote, created by Aleister Crowley and Lady Frieda Harris. The deck was designed between 1938 and 1943 and is known for its rich symbolism and esoteric elements. The Totaro deck includes 78 cards, divided into the major arcana and minor arcana, each with intricate and detailed artwork that reflects Crowley's occult philosophy. Dreams of the Carnival. The Dreams of the Carnival tarot deck was created by Apron in 2024. The deck attempts to blend traditional tarot symbolism with the themes of carnival life. The deck features 78 cards, including 22 major arcana cards and 56 minor arcana cards. This deck offers a new perspective on the archetypal cards, incorporating elements inspired by dreams, life, passing of time, and cherished treasures.
So I think this is a custom deck made by Jeremy.
Rider-Waite Tarot Deck. The Rider-Waite Tarot Deck, also known simply as the Rider-Waite Deck, is one of the most popular and widely used tarot decks in the world. It was first published in 1910 and has since become a foundational deck for many tarot readers. The deck was created by artist Pamela Coleman-Smith under the guidance of academic and mystic A.T. Waite. The deck features 78 cards, including 22 major arcana cards and 56 minor arcana cards. The Wild Unknown. The Wild
Unknown. We're back to where I was, so I'm going to go use this one.
Rider-Waite Tarot Deck. About this program. So, begin.
Oh, and you can also view cards. So if I go in here.
Deck Viewer. Arrows Explore Card. Enter and Shift Enter Cycle Cards.
So if I press enter, wait.
The Fool is a person standing at the edge of a cliff. The Fool, number 0 or 22 suit major arcana.
Okay, so actually no, you don't have to press enter because you're already put on the initial card. So this is the Fool.
The Fool is a person standing at the edge of a cliff, with a small bag in hand symbolizing potential, and a small dog at their heels representing loyalty or the instinct to guide. The person may be carefree, looking upward or stepping off the cliff. The Fool upright signifies new beginnings, spontaneity, and taking a leap of faith into the unknown. It represents a journey, adventure, and being open to possibilities. It encourages embracing change and being open-minded to unexpected opportunities or experiences. When reversed, the Fool may suggest recklessness, naivety, or making impulsive decisions without considering the consequences. It could indicate a need for caution or a reminder to think things through before taking action. The Fool is often associated with a positive and optimistic outlook, making it more inclined towards a yes.
So there's that.
The Magician, number 1 suit major arcana.
And if I press enter, you go through cards here.
The High Priestess, number 2 suit major arcana. The Empress, number 3 suit major arcana. The Emperor, number 4 suit major. The Hierophant, number 5 suit major arcana.
And holding down the shift key goes backwards. If I hold down shift and hit enter.
The Emperor, number 4, the Empress, number 3 suit major arcana. Main menu. About this, exit the game. Selected deck. No ducking. Begin.
All right, so let me turn off the ducking and we will begin.
Session has begun. A log of cards drawn will be recorded into the file session.txt for later viewing.
So, this has some music tracks in here. You can add your own, I believe, and that will let you add your own music, or you can replace the tracks, I believe, and you can play your own stuff. I like the music in here, though. It's pretty nice. If you hit plus and minus, it turns the volume down. Right? Let's go back down here. Let's go about there. Control backspace.
Next. The next song in your music folder will play.
Toggles between playback modes.
Shuffle. A random song from your music folder will play. Repeat. The same music will continue to repeat itself. Next. The next song in your music folder will play.
If I hit backspace, it changes tracks. if you hit shift backspace, it goes back. So let's go with this one. I like this one. Now to actually play this, there are a few things that I can do here. As it says in the README, so if you start from the number row at the top, that's row 1. Q is row 2, A is row 3, Z is row 4. Oops, sorry about that. That's the cat making a bunch of noise. Let me turn this music down a little bit, actually, because it is a little loud. And that is Cassie waking up. Oh dear, I do not want that. Hang on a second.
Audacity, track view.
Okay.
Next. The next song in your mute.
All right, so here we are back again. I think it should be pretty quiet now. So, like I was saying, there are four rows that you can put your cards on, starting from the number row, QWERTY, A through semicolon, and Z through slash. Now, I think the entire row of keys can be used, but don't quote me on that. But, like, if I say hit, let's try control number 1.
Select a spread for this row.
Okay, so, control with the rows will, wait, let me see. If I hit escape and do control 2. Okay, so, to use a spread, you hold down the control key and hit the first character of the row that you would like that to be in. So that's number 1, Q, A, or Z. So let's just do control Z.
Birthday spread. The birthday spread is a special.
Hold on.
Select a spread for this row.
Okay. Now here are the spreads that come with this. Obviously, you can make your own.
Birthday spread. The birthday spread is a special spread used for self-reflection and gaining insights as you celebrate your birthday. It focuses on various aspects of your life and the year ahead. Career path spread. The career path spread is designed to provide insights into your career or professional journey. It helps in understanding your strengths, challenges, and potential directions. The Celtic cross spread. The Celtic cross spread is one of the most well-known and widely used tarot spreads. It provides a comprehensive and detailed look into various aspects of a situation or question. The spread consists of 10 cards, each representing different aspects of the inquiry. Here's a breakdown of the Celtic cross spread. Decision-making spread. The decision-making spread is a tool for gaining clarity and guidance when facing a decision or choice. It helps in exploring the factors at play and potential outcomes. The horseshoe spread. The horseshoe spread is a tarot card layout that is shaped like a horseshoe, consisting of 7 cards. This spread is often used to gain insights into a specific situation or question, providing a nuanced perspective on various aspects. Here's a breakdown of the horseshoe spread.
Okay, I'm not sure why it's not reading the rest of that to me. I may have to hit enter to read the rest of it.
Relationship spread. The relationship spread is designed to provide insights into different aspects of a relationship, whether romantic, platonic, or familial. It usually involves a series of cards representing the dynamics, challenges, and potential outcomes within the relationship. Shadow work spread. Shadow work is a process of exploring and integrating the aspects of ourselves that we may unconsciously reject or deny. The shadow work spread helps in uncovering these hidden aspects and promoting self-awareness. Spiritual guidance spread. The spiritual guidance spread is designed to provide insights and guidance on your spiritual journey. It focuses on aspects related to personal growth, inner wisdom, and spiritual development. The three card spread. The three card spread is a popular and versatile tarot card reading method that provides insights into past, present, and future aspects of a situation or question. Each card in the spread represents a different time frame or dimension of the inquiry. Tree of Life spread. The Tree of Life spread is a more complex and esoteric spread inspired by the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. It delves into different aspects of life, including spiritual, mental, emotional, and material realms. Birthday spread. The birthday spread.
Right, so just for the sake of demonstration and not making this too long.
The three card spread. The three card spread assigned to this row.
So now, if I hit Z.
One, left, past.
You get the different placements.
Two, center, present.
So if I press X.
Three, right, future. Enter to place card here.
And if I hit V, it lets me place more cards because I have more empty spots.
To exit back to the main menu, hold shift and press escape.
I hit escape. Let me hit Z.
One, left, past.
And to put down a card, you press enter. So let's just do this quickly here. So I'm going to press X.
Two, center, present. Three, right, future.
And let's see what we get here. So I hit Z.
One, left, past.
And then I go down arrow.
This card represents the past. One, left, past. This card represents the past and helps to shed light on the factors that have led to the current situation or question. It may reveal influences, events, or experiences that have played a role in shaping the present circumstances.
Let me turn the music down a little bit.
Eight of Cups. Number eight. Suit Cups Suit. The Eight of Cups depicts a person walking away from stacked cups, symbolizing the pursuit of emotional fulfillment, leaving behind what no longer serves. Reversed, the Eight of Cups reversed may indicate reluctance to move on or fear of change. It could suggest the need to address emotional baggage before embarking on a new journey.
That's classic. Oh, that's classic behavior of humans. We don't like change.
Had the card been upright, the Eight of Cups signifies the pursuit of emotional fulfillment, leaving behind what no longer serves. It suggests a journey of self-discovery and the courage to let go of the past. Card is reversed. The Eight of Cups, when upright, is often associated with a yes in matters of pursuing emotional fulfillment and personal growth.
So there you go, there's that. Let's check this one out.
Two, center, present. The second card is placed in the center and represents the present. It reflects the current situation, challenges, or energy surrounding the question. This card provides insight into what is currently happening and the immediate influences at play. Six of Wands. Number six, Suit One Suit. The Six of Wands depicts a person riding a horse and being celebrated by others, symbolizing victory, recognition, and public success.
I'm trying to miss down a little more.
Reversed, the Six of Wands reversed may indicate a lack of recognition or temporary setbacks in achieving success. It could suggest the need to reassess goals and persevere. Had the card been upright, the Six of Wands signifies victory, recognition, and public success. It suggests a time of achievement and being acknowledged for one's efforts. It may indicate a moment of triumph. Card is reversed. The Six of Wands, when upright, is often associated with a positive yes, especially in matters of recognition and success.
And finally, let's look at the future. So I'll hit C.
Three, right, future. The third card pertains to the future and offers guidance on potential outcomes or developments. It helps to anticipate how the situation may evolve based on current energies and influences. Keep in mind that the future is not set in stone, and the card provides insights rather than definitive predictions. Eight of Swords. Number eight. Suit Swords Suit. The Eight of Swords depicts a person blindfolded and surrounded by swords, symbolizing restriction, self-imposed limitations, and the need for perspective. Reversed, the Eight of Swords reversed may indicate a release from limitations or gaining a new perspective. It could suggest the ability to break free from constraints. Had the card been upright, the Eight of Swords signifies restriction, self-imposed limitations, and the need for perspective. It suggests feeling trapped but realizing that the way forward requires a change in perception. Card is reversed. The Eight of Swords, when upright, is often associated with a no or a suggestion to address self-imposed limitations.
So, you can make of that what you will. Like I said, I don't think this stuff means much, but it's interesting to play with. Let's show you some more stuff here. If I hold down shift and hit the space bar, it shuffles the remaining decks or cards. And if I hold down the space bar and use the mouse, let me see if this will work. So I have an actual mouse here. This is a little easier if you have a laptop that has a trackpad, because you can hold the space bar and you can put your finger on the trackpad and move it. But if I just hold the space bar here and move the mouse, and actually it seems to be pretty sensitive, so if I move the mouse very slightly. It's still, there we go. And now if I like push it extremely far, it does that. Let's deal one more card here. I'll press A for the next row.
Enter to place card here.
And enter.
King of Wands. Number King. Suit 1 suit.
Let's see what we get here.
The King of Wands depicts a powerful and visionary leader holding a wand, symbolizing inspiration, charisma, and the ability to take decisive action.
Interesting.
Card is upright. Upright, the King of Wands signifies inspiration, charisma, and the ability to take decisive action. It suggests a visionary leader who can bring ideas to fruition and lead with confidence. Card is not reversed. Reversed, the King of Wands reversed may indicate a lack of direction or misuse of power. It could suggest the need to reassess goals and leadership qualities. Card is upright. The King of Wands, when upright, is often associated with a yes, especially in matters of visionary leadership.
So there's that. Let me turn the music up a little bit, actually. And the last thing I guess I can show you are the crystal balls. So if you hit the bracket keys, if I go left bracket.
Select crystal ball for this key.
If I go down.
The Magic 8 Ball. The Magic 8 Ball is a plastic sphere made to look like an oversized 8 ball that is used for fortune telling or seeking advice. It was invented in 1946 by Albert C. Carter and Abe Bookman.
Let's do that.
Set.
So now you can ask it questions and it will give you random answers. So let's just think of something stupid here. How about something really corny? Will I find... Oh, I don't know. Will I find true love in 2024? I'm gonna hit the left bracket.
The Magic 8 Ball reveals, most likely.
Maybe. That is debatable, but I suppose we'll see. So yeah, you can hit the key as many times as you want.
The Magic 8 Ball reveals, better not tell you now.
Well, maybe I should have gotten that answer before, but yeah. The other one that comes with the program.
Select crystal ball for this key. The Magic 8 Ball. The Sicko Seer. The Magic 8 Ball. The Sicko Seer. Created by Alfred Carter in 1944 based on a method used by his fortune teller mother, Mary Carter. The Sicko Seer device was a tube divided in half. Each half was filled with a dark liquid and had a die with answers printed on each side. Each end of the tube would reveal different answers when asked a question. Without a working Sicko Seer device to examine, three of possible responses were derived from a sketch of the device's inner workings for the patent filing, but the other three had to be guessed from a list of what they were estimated to have been.
Let's choose it with enter.
Set.
So now if I hit the right bracket, it'll do things. So what's another question I can ask? Now let's just run it.
The Sicko Seer reveals. No.
Right.
The Sicko Seer reveals. Reply hazy. Try again. The Sicko Seer reveals. No. The Sicko Seer reveals. Reply hazy. Try again. The Sicko Seer reveals. No. The Sicko Seer reveals.
Gonna...
Cannot predict now.
Okay, well, let's try, will we have any new interesting games come out this year?
The Sicko Seer reveals. Yes.
Well, that's encouraging. So, that's basically how this program works. When you're done, you can hold down Shift and hit Escape.
Session closed. Main menu.
Which takes you back to the menu.
Exit the game. Goodbye. Audacity. Track view table.
And, so that's the program. Just a couple more things to note here. If I open up...
Tarot. Item.
The...
Sounds. Spreads. Session.txt.
Session.txt file.
Notepad. Session.txt. Session begins using the Rider-Waite Tarot deck. February 3rd, 2024 at 11:19 and 9 seconds.
Okay, so I didn't clear this out. So it's showing previous things. Basically, when you complete a tarot session, it will either create the file or add the new data to the bottom. So if I hit Control End,
blank, the sicko reveals the magic, the king of with confidence upright, the ability, king of the eighth, the eight, this person reverse, this reckon, sick, the eight journey reversed, this session begins using the rider weight, session begins, the hanged man was drawn, sacrifice, and a new person reverse resistant, the hanged session begins using the rider weight tarot deck. February 6th, 2024 at 6:40:37.
Okay, there's my actual session here.
Cards will use the three card spread along the bottom row. The three card spread is a popular and versatile present and future aspect. The three spots along that row are now the following. Z equals 1, left, past, this, events, or experience, X equals question. C equals 3, right, based on current, eight of cups was drawn, reversed, and placed on position Z. The Eight of Cups depicts a person walking away from stacked cups, symbolizing the pursuit of emotional fulfillment, leaving behind what no longer serves.
Right, so you can read through your history. I'm just going to close this.
Tarot item.
There's also a tarot guide that kind of gives you the history of tarot and how it works.
Tarotassistant.txt, tarotguide.txt.
And it's not reading it properly, but it is
tarotguide.txt.
Yeah, tarotguide.txt.
Audacity.
Anyway, that's going to do it for me. Like I said, I think this is an interesting time waster that you can play with. If you like tarot cards, you'll like this. Like I said, I think it's a bunch of crap, but it's amusing to play with. And it's kind of interesting because the cards, I guess, have different meanings, and it's up to you to interpret them. So that's going to do it for this. If you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. But until next time, you guys take care.